Yeah.
That's where I'd like to go.
All right.
You good?
I got it. All right, thank you for coming, everybody. I'll call the meeting to order. It's Monday, January 3rd, 2022, at Webster Hall. The first item on the agenda is to go into the public hearing about the remote board meetings policy. I need it.
So move.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the Town of Kingfield Board of Selectmen have opened a public hearing today, Monday, January 3rd, 2022, at 6 p.m. Webster Hall, 38 School Street, Kingfield, Maine, to discuss acceptance of a proposed remote board meetings policy. A copy of the proposed policy was available for review and inspection at the town office and on the town's website at www.kingfieldme.org, and copies are available tonight. If you guys...
Do you have copies here?
Yes.
When you came in.
Anyone wishing to make comments are invited to do so now. Does anyone have any comment on this remote board meeting policy? Hearing none, I deem the public hearing closed and the selectmen's meeting is reopened. We need a motion to approve and sign the new board policy as, remote board policy as provided.
So move.
Second.
So did you approve this policy?
We're working on that right now.
We did. Okay, the third item on the agenda. Oh, right, I'm sorry. All those in favor of accepting this is unanimous.
You have to sign it too, or?
Yep, you have to sign somewhere. I just need to find, I'll find that later. Okay, review December 20th meeting minutes.
I make a motion, we accept the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes? If not, all in favor? All right, old business. Discuss possible use of OWL system for remote meetings.
So, I did go look at the one that CV has, and they have it sitting on a camera tripod in the middle of their room, and it fired up instantly. They have it on a TV screen that they already had, and they did buy a laptop for just that. But it is run through Zoom. It is a Zoom platform, and so it was easy to use because it, when you talked it right to you, and then it showed you up on the screen. Yeah. So it was a pretty easy system to use, I thought. We'd have to play with it, I guess, but I thought it was a worthy of looking into to do.
Yep.
And what happens when somebody from at home wants to chime in?
I think there's a process that it comes up on the screen that's who either raises their hand to talk or, you know, they still have to have a moderator of some sort watching that screen. But as a big screen, it was easy to look at than that little tiny screen because you weren't paying attention to anything else. But you could see, I think it lights up or it focuses on that person as wanting to say something or something along that line.
Someone needs to run them laptop, right?
Yeah, even if they're at home?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have to call on them. I didn't ask that because I was only... They fired it up, and I was on one screen, and they was on another screen. But
So I think that goes back to, Walter, to address that a little bit more, goes back to, like, whatever norms you agree on for participation from home. Obviously, if it was one of us, you would want to say, hey, go ahead.
Yeah.
But as far as I understand it, if they're not, if a community member is not physically here, then we don't acknowledge them. They're just simply there to listen.
Yeah.
Even if it's a...
And you can allow them.
Public comment. at a science meeting.
So you can allow them to do that, certainly, but you are not required by remote board policy rules to allow them to speak because they are not physically here.
Yeah, but neither
you can.
But we may not be physically here either.
Right, but we're the board members, okay. So there's a difference there.
We're entitled.
Yes.
We're entitled. As I understand it, is that your understanding?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, again, there's a button, just like it's a Zoom platform, like I said, so there's a way to raise your hand and it dings off there with a little hand wave or whatever that you can choose on to talk.
Right. From my perspective, we might want to let everybody talk.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
we might not.
That's you right. know, so.
But if there's people here in the public,
then
the camera will go to them.
It will.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once they're acknowledged, or
no, if they will,
if Sue starts
talking like she does sometimes, it would go right to her.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have to acknowledge.
Yes.
Them.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
It goes to Bobby.
Yeah.
It goes to whoever.
Yeah.
Says
I mean, it just goes back to good meeting norms and communication.
That's
you know?
Correct.
You can't.
We have to have some sort of etiquette that we're going
right.
to allow.
So with all the interruptions, we have the thing is just going to be going.
It could be.
Yeah.
We could have seizures by the end of the night.
No, it might teach us to. Wait our turn, actually.
That's true.
I'm probably the most guilty of anybody.
There. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that you're guilty.
Yeah.
No. But it might help me wait my turn. You know?
So is that something that we want to vote on?
Well, again, we need to find out if we have money for that.
Remember, right.
We were going to check on that.
Oh,
and
so
I do know that Carabasset used their
ARPA money. Yep.
Yeah. So that is an allowable expense for that. So I think we have the money for it, but we should, I guess, see if Leanna, I don't know, what do you guys think?
I would make a motion to spend that money on that. I think it's a value, I think it's necessary right now, you know?
I would second it if we can do it.
Yeah, I think that, like I said, that money was available for that,
yeah.
So.
Let's make a motion.
Make a motion
that we accept it based on having the money to pay for it.
From ARPA.
Available. Yeah.
So it was, I think she sent it out to us, right around $2,000.
Let's
for
just
it.
Call it yeah. $2,000.
Yeah, with the laptop. And of course, we'd have to buy a TV and the wiring, that kind of thing might be a little extra. But
Let's just say, I'll say $2,000. Let's
say three.
Jeez.
Well, I think the information. Sorry.
I think $2,000 was putting it on the upper end of what it needed.
Yep.
So.
Was that with the TV?
Yeah. With the TV and everything,
yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah. So I make a motion that we spend $2,000 from ARPA funds to buy an OWL Zoom setup to do remote board meetings.
I'll second it. You got all that, Morgan?
I'm trying. I don't
know
how she does this all the time.
I will. I'm going to work on making motions.
Any more discussion on that? If not, all in favor of spending that money? All right.
Hopefully anybody doesn't say we took advantage of him not being
here.
All right. The third thing is to discuss any further interest on Utility Advisory Committee. I have been trying to think of people I could nominate for this committee, but I cannot.
Did we skip the website design though?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'll go back to that.
Okay.
I did reach out to Peter Manning, and I did that today, admittedly, and I have not heard back, but I thought he might be a good person just because of his experience with plumbing, number one. He's really good with data and information for another, and he's on the other, on the water district, so I thought that he might be, and I don't think he's on public sewer. So I think he might fit that bill, but I haven't heard that back from him yet. You were going to ask Jake, right, Walter?
I didn't. I forgot.
Oh, shoot.
So that's the one we're trying to find two more people for?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Yep. I will ask him, though.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'll make a note of that.
You will.
Yep. Moved and seconded.
I'll go back to further discussion on website redesign. We were supposed to hear from Leanna again about finding money for that, but she's not here.
As before, that we were going to bring that as a presentation, as a budget item.
We did talk about that, and then we also, she was supposed to find see if we could afford it from any of our...
And we were going to see if we could pay half and she'd keep the price until next summer or something.
Right.
Yep, we did.
We talked about that.
Shoot, well, I have some budget questions, of course, because of this whole situation.
You're probably not going to get the answers to
it. I'm probably not.
Can that money come out of that ARPA money too?
I don't know. That would have to be asked.
So it looks like, I'm not exactly sure, so I'm looking at TIF information from the 2021 budget that we got at last town meeting or last town report or whatever. And so it just says Town of Kingfield TIF and like all the categories and the years, obviously, that money was allotted to these things. And then over here in this category isn't labeled and I can't quite determine what the category is.
I'm going to have to look at it before I can say anything.
Okay. It looks like it might be like what's in the fund,
so this is total allocation, by the way I'm reading that.
Over the time.
Over the time that's put into those different funds.
Okay.
That's the way I'm assuming that reads, yes.
Okay, so according to this marketing, so there's an expense labeled marketing town, specifically marketing town. And I don't know how much is still in that account, but I don't think the town has spent a lot of money on marketing.
What does it say anything on the further right corner, what's in it?
$12,000.
Huh. That's something we'd have to ask Leanna about.
I think it might be for FABA that...
You kind of hit a nerve there. Yeah, so we give money to FABA
right.
And the Farmington one, and that might come out of there. I don't know that.
I don't know that.
That's a good question.
What's FABA?
That Flagstaff Area Business Association.
What is it?
The Flagstaff Area Business Association.
Joni runs it in the valley now, over across from Myatt's.
Oh.
Dougie Arch is the... They come every year asking for money to promote
out
the town.
Pamphlet.
Well, they put out a book that, again, they put out...
It's a Sugarloaf thing.
No, they do different towns. They do all the towns locally, but
yeah,
they go by
a regional effort.
Yeah, they go by how many books they print and give out, but they came here one year, and we had like 40 chairs in here, and they left a book in each chair.
Yeah.
You know, so they go by how many they've given out.
Yeah.
So they don't really know how many people are taking them at times.
Yeah, that's
kind
that
of
was
a little odd.
But I think it might be that. But at any rate, I know we have a marketing line item in the TIF. And I don't know how much is in that account, but...
We'll ask Leanna when she gets back. She could not be here tonight.
Okay. I did update Emily on where we were at as far as meetings go, and I just said, hey, we're going to talk about this again on January 3rd. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to push the start date back according to your contract? And she said, yes, all of our dates are adjustable. Mm-hmm. But I did not ask her about the half and half like we discussed here because we hadn't decided on that yet.
Well, can we... We'll just leave it so that maybe Leanna can look into that tomorrow to get your answer, and if the money's available for that.
Yeah, there's other line items that I thought it might be able to come out of, but again, having no idea what they're really... They're just a label.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're definitely set aside for those different
lines. Right.
That doesn't have to go before town meeting, right?
No, for the webinar, no.
Right.
No.
Okay.
But if she can find that's a TIF-approved thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a TIF-approved thing. I'm just not sure, like, what line item it could potentially come out of, or if there's any money attached to that line item that is available.
Yep.
But anyway.
Okay.
All right. Any more discussion on that? If not, I'll move down to open bids for truck number one. And I just have one, it looks like. This is the red truck, right?
How's your bid on one of these? My wife said no.
Why'd you ask her?
I shouldn't ask. I think I'd learn by now.
And I say who it's from, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have one bid for $101 from Angela Boyce in Freeman.
Who? Angela?
It's Jimmy's wife.
Oh.
What was it? $101?
Yep.
Sorry.
That's funny.
So we should vote on that before I go to bid number two.
We don't have to accept any and all bids at all.
Okay.
We might want to think about that one.
Yeah.
How much do we have, like, a value on this puppy?
They're worth a lot more than $101, that's for sure.
Okay.
But.
That's all I really need.
But scrap metal would be more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have the right to refuse.
Yeah.
Any bids, so.
So I'll just move on to truck number two.
I think we should have.
Yeah, I think so. Must be the oldest of the two.
All right, the first bid for truck number two is from Angela Boyce as well for $77. Oh, and then, so, these weren't marked, but Justin Jordan put in a bid for both. For truck number one, he put $350, and for truck number two, $650.
The two second ones are more reasonable than the first two.
But still, is that, I mean,
I think the second one has a plow and everything on it, I thought.
I thought both of them did. No.
No.
I think one of them does.
One
sure.
of them did, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, that's not much.
No, but I'm not sure I was going to get $5,000 out of them either, that's for sure.
I mean, look should have let me bid on it.
Yeah. Look at those. Look at what we had to do with that fire truck that was roadworthy.
I know it.
What say you down there, Peters?
I don't really know what we're selling here.
Yeah, I don't know what a truck is.
Sorry.
They're old plow trucks.
They're old plow trucks.
okay. Like big ones, but I mean,
I was thinking
they would be thousands, but
that's
they're
still,
old,
that's still,
too.
Like you get more of a scrap than those, even. So, and I guarantee sanitary can down haul them right off for more money than that. I don't know how much more. What do they weigh? Anybody, any idea?
I don't have any idea. Well, you'd have to take the motors out of them and all other shit if they're going to take them.
They'll take them. They'll take it all. Don't even have to drain the water.
That hasn't been as of late because the pool's couldn't get rid of none of their stuff.
Bring them up to the shop. I tell you, they'll take them all. I think the only thing we had to do was take tires off them.
Yep.
Yeah. That's it. Took seats and everything. I don't know.
I'll go with whatever you guys think because I have no knowledge on what they're worth.
If they're worth thousands, and we're only talking like a grand here for two trucks.
I'm not sure they're worth thousands, but they're, you know,
$2,000 for both.
That's what I'm thinking, but that's me. But you know, maybe we just—I mean, it ain't like we have to sell them. They're just in the way at the moment.
Right.
So maybe we put it back out to bid again to see if we, you know, get a bigger spectrum of people who want to bid on them. That's my.
I mean, we could do that because now it's public knowledge what the bids were, and if we don't accept them, then people will know they'll have to bid higher than that.
Well, I mean, I'm not impressed with these bids, but
no. I think we should wait. Maybe get the word out to some woods guys or something too, you know. Make good woods trucks.
Yep.
Plow truck. Especially the one with plow. But
I make a motion we not accept either of those bids.
I'll second that.
Sorry, I write slow.
I can write fast, but you'd never be able to read it.
Any more discussion on the trucks? If not, all in favor of Wade's motion to not accept the bids? Okay. Review and accept real estate abatement due to error. We have an error here from December 22nd, 2021. And the correction is for $310.75. I'll let you guys look at this.
You missed the sewer billing.
Oh, it's crossed out on my...
Oh, it is?
She probably wasn't ready for that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You want to read any of the pictures?
I take them. I edit them.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Susie.
While you guys are looking at that, next meeting on the 18th, which is a Tuesday because of the holiday, we'll have departmental updates from supervisors, and Kathy Houston and Brent West from the Shiloh Pond Committee will be here. Just so you know. Thank you.
I make the motion we sign this abatement.
Second.
Thank you, guys. I'm
going to
go off to the sad meeting.
Okay, thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
We already signed those.
Okay.
You want to take a vote?
Yep, I will take a vote. If,
sign it before the
vote. If there's no more discussion, all in favor of accepting the abatement. Great. All right, any other? Wade.
Just a couple. There are two of the brand new lights still down by Holly's house that are not working. We can maybe have them look into.
One of them's crooked too. Can you tell?
I couldn't tell because it wasn't on, but.
There's one that's crooked. But I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Just and illumination would be great.
And then I'm wondering, can they shut the old ones off so we're not paying for those running that we don't need on?
Well, I think Leanna was supposed to look into that.
Yeah.
Because we were going to, I know that we're trying to shut some off, we're going to change some over to LEDs, but I don't know if we can shut these other ones off sooner rather than later so that...
He should go.
Yep. No sense in having two sets of street lights down there.
Nope. How many of the others are there? You know? Quite a few.
I didn't count, but there's quite a few down through there. Yep.
Whatever was here is still,
yep.
Still on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, I want to thank the boys.
Can I just ask a question about the lights?
Just a minute. And I want to thank the boys for getting the sidewalks done as quick as they could. Did a good job at it. I think it's not an easy process. There's no way it can be easy for them.
All that dirty snow looks real good on the bank down there by the cemetery, doesn't it?
Go ahead, sorry.
So the intentions are that the existing street lights along Main Street, you want to take them off, shut them off?
The old ones near where the new ones are, yes.
Okay.
The ones on the poles, the telephone poles?
Right, so the town, we're paying CMP for those, for the usage of those? Is that how it works?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I gave a list of a few lights that were out through town because I go to work early in the morning, and I gave it to Leanna a year ago. One of them was never fixed. It's actually across from Rolling Fatties. That light has been out
for
a while. And I mentioned it to her. And then the construction started. The pole, I said, well, they're not going to put that. The pole's going to be changed. They're going to change the light. They put a new pole up and the lights. They put the same burnt out light up there. And I just mentioned this morning because I registered my vehicle. I said, you know, that light is still out. And it's funny. Now you're bringing up, you want to turn them off. So,
well, they're going to come down. That's the whole process of why we bought brand new ones. $680,000 of brand new lights. We don't need both lights.
I thought the state did all of that on their own.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, I think I love those lights. Those are nice.
Yeah.
So wasn't that light, didn't Kinkainen complain about that light shining in his window?
He did complain about one light dish shining in his window because the tree got knocked down, and then the house got knocked down.
No, I mean, yeah, well, a year ago, didn't he complain about it? I thought that's why they shut that one off.
It might have been that one, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I think they're, Jeff, I think they're only supposed to keep the street lights like around intersections and places where you naturally need more light throughout town. But I think the plan is to shut the rest of them off and just go with the sidewalk lighting, which will be lovely, I think.
Yeah, and the funny thing is the two lights that aren't working, the two street, new street lights, one of them, they were both by you there.
Yep.
Across the street, well, one of them's on now. I just noticed this Sunday, but my wife, I was, oh, that one's on, now it's just one out.
They're out tonight, because I looked at, I counted them running down through there, yep.
Well, it's maybe, I'm thinking it's because we're close to that big box, whatever that thing is. I don't know.
It's just ironic that the street light and the one of those that are both out in that one spot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything else, Wade?
That's all I got.
Okay. You guys have any other?
I do, if you don't, Walter.
I thought I did, but I can't remember what it was. Should have written it down.
Where's my list? So I was wondering if you guys, now that we're headed into budget season, like I've obviously never done this before, but there are, I am wondering if you ever make like yearly goals as a select board or as a municipality, we want to accomplish these few things throughout the year. And so do you ever do that? No. Okay.
Well, we do in a way. I mean, we go through all the budget items.
Well, aside from budget, like just things that you've been maybe talking about or kicking around for a while that you really just want to cross off the list or whatever.
Well, we got all these works in progress here that we still have. So that's quite a list.
Yeah.
That we never seem to get any scritched off. But, you know, then the BEC comes with their plans and all these other things. So we're just, to me, I don't think we need to make up other things to do as long as everybody's coming to us with other things, unless you have something special you want to work on.
Well, I don't necessarily, but there are a couple of things that I would just like to get better at, I guess, and maybe this is just a me thing and it's not a board thing. But a couple of specific things that I've heard since I've been on the board are things like job descriptions, like that we don't have job descriptions that might be really helpful
for us. She has them?
Yeah, we do have.
We do have those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, one thing that I wanted to do quite a while ago is, again, like you talked, to bring them in quarterly so we can talk to them like that.
Yeah.
And then one thing that we haven't had to do is when Leanna gets those done, their reviews, that we see them before she goes to them with that.
Right.
And that would be nice, too. But sometimes it just doesn't work. I mean, we try to get it done, and she's trying to get her things done also. But I'd like that, if we could.
Yeah.
And I'll give you, you know, back when I first came on this board, I thought, I'm going to change the world, but it didn't happen here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought it would be good for each one of us as a select person to have a section of the town to take care of. In other words, sewer, water, public works, those types of things. So if someone's coming to the town and they're looking for that information, hey, Paula, you're in charge of that, or you know, looking and all those little intricate things. So Leanna's not doing everything. As you can see, we struggle when Leanna's not here.
Right.
But it would be nice to know those little intricacies so we're not waiting for Leanna to give us the answers.
Totally. So you're thinking of like somebody on the board would be more of an expert in one
section
in one
of the town.
Area of
yeah.
the town.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's possible
that's
at all.
That's a really great idea.
Well, I'm not just your average chicken.
I'd like to see more responsibilities to the supervisors, too. I mean, it seems like nothing gets done unless Leanna tells them to do it, you know, and they should see that this has to be done.
So it should
take a lot of the responsibility from her if they did their job properly.
Well, that's why I was guessing that we didn't have job descriptions, I guess.
Trust me when I tell you that every one of them, when I've been involved with their interviews, they've got the job description in their hand.
Yep.
They know what we're looking for.
Yep.
They also know what we don't want them to do from the past person working there and that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know, sometimes it just kind of falls.
It's an easy thing to fall through the cracks.
Fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
It really is.
For sure.
Nobody wants to issue with employee issues. Nobody wants to deal with it.
But
nobody. I mean, not even in business or anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a touchy situation, and you're afraid you're going to get sued, and, you know, you're just, it's just such bullshit, you know, that nobody wants to deal with it. And sometimes it's easy just to shut up and let it ride, you know, but it shouldn't be that way.
No, and especially really since those documents and things can change over time. You know,
yeah, the documents
not like...
can, but you know, if you can write all the rules in the world, but if you don't enforce them, what good are they?
Right.
You know, that's where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see the rules enforced more. If we do have job descriptions, you know, they should stick to them. And if they're not, they need to be brought, you know, brought to their attention that they're not sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be ramifications if they're not. Three strikes, you're out. You know, I mean, you can tiptoe around the issues, but that's basically, you got to be kind of firm about it.
Yeah.
You know,
does a great job with that, but it doesn't mean that they listen in.
Well, I'm not sure that she does, but, and I'm not picking her up, but I'm just not sure she's got time to do it.
Well, I agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
And should she be bothered with it?
Maybe that's one of the other things that we can help take off plate. She just doesn't have enough time in the day. She really doesn't.
You know, maybe, you know, along with what you said, Wade, maybe each of us should be in charge of one supervisor or something, too, instead of her. You know, I mean, that wouldn't take much time.
It wouldn't.
No.
I also think Leanna is kind of in a tough position because she's administrative assistant, so she's in charge. Like, all the employees come to her, but she's not town manager. So she can't really make those decisions. She has to bring them all to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has to wait 2 weeks to bring that stuff to us.
Doesn't necessarily have to wait. I mean, if there's an issue, she can bring it to us anytime, and we can meet at any time. But she still has leeway with all of those employees. I mean, we've never told her to not do anything. It's only the disciplinary times when she has to bring it to us to go forward with whatever those is.
Right.
But, excuse me. But I think she does a good job. I don't think she has enough time to keep dealing with them all.
Yeah.
And then, not only that, but sometimes it's hard to be the bad person and then work with them the next day because they still have that ass to grind, you know, and they're mad because they got spoken to or whatever. But, hey, water ducks back for me. Doesn't bother me now.
And I'm not saying that supervisors don't do a good job. For the most part, they do. But
there
are certain little things, you know, I'm sure you know some of the things I'm talking about, that they should just recognize to do. And they have to be told to do it, you know, it's just...
Many times.
Yeah, many times.
So this is, like, just one example of something that we could maybe work on.
Oh, I agree. I think we really, maybe, again, another work session if we can throw another one in, but...
Okay.
If we can, I think we ought to try to do that somehow, a split up of the towns to try to take some relief off Leanna to not have to be the only one that knows anything about that
subject.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And go from there.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be doing work sessions once a month, right, Morgan?
Well, I thought we should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have one on January 10th, so perhaps our next one in February can be talking about how to organize something like that.
We have something else pressing, don't go up before that.
A lot of times work sessions, a lot of times the topic might take several work sessions.
Yeah.
Too, so don't bother yourself in too much. You know.
Okay.
The one on the 10th might have to be... Discuss some more at the next one. Or
just riding them this weekend, different roads this weekend. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're not good, are they?
Mm-hmm.
But 27 isn't real good.
No,
you know?
It's terrible.
So anyway, that's just like one example of a goal we could set for 2022. Yeah. Like just little things like that would maybe make a big difference in how efficiently we work and communicate with the town.
I might see some pay scales set up, too. You know.
Oh, you've mentioned that before, too.
Along with the employee...
Yeah.
Descriptions, but work the job descriptions, but.
So, do you want to brainstorm like a very short list of maybe some goals that we can try and attack in 2022? It sounds like you have one, Wade, and you might have one.
The list already is probably too long.
Well, I said very short, Walter.
Well, the three things. What if we talk three things here? That would be a pretty optimistic goal, I think, to get the three things hashed out.
Okay.
Not counting the roads.
Okay. You know?
Let's do three things.
I like three things.
Yeah. Let's concentrate on the roads, on the road issue.
We need to do roads first.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me,
that's one of the top priorities.
Number
issues.
One.
Yes.
And put these on the side burner that we can still throw ideas into or whatever.
Kind of prioritize the other threes.
Just
when we're done with the roads, we can pick up on the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
anyway, that was my other, just like brainstorming some things that would help us all be better.
Anything I think that we can do to help take a load off of Leanna so she doesn't have to do everything would be awesome. Not that she's not handling it fine, it's just that I don't think she needs to do it all like that, and she kind of feels, I think she feels obligated that she has to. I don't know if you saw her tonight or not, but she went home today and then still got us ready before she went home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's guilty as hell right now.
Yeah, you better believe it. Yeah.
Do you have any other, Walter?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We talked about everything that was on my list. My only other thing is happy birthday, Wade.
Oh,
today is your birthday?
Yeah. Aww. Did you say it?
No.
He wanted me to bring balloons
and everything.
Someone wanted
to bring strippers, but I said you couldn't control yourself.
You said I couldn't?
Yeah.
You were right.
Do you guys have anything you'd like to talk about?
No, I just saw the committee was voted on for the civil, the utility.
Yep.
And I didn't know how that was going to get started.
We appointed four of you.
Yeah, we need
to.
Still waiting for more.
Yep.
That's right. Okay. I didn't want to think anybody was usurping it. I'm like, how does it get started?
I mean, it doesn't mean that you guys that are already on there can't stat some things, but that was the goal, was to get a committee worthy of wanting to be meeting and doing that kind of stuff. And if we can't get five, is that five a new number or seven?
Five. Yeah.
Then I guess we'll have to go with what we have. You know.
Well, that's why we only have three, Morgan.
Bobby, Nikki, my mom, and wasn't there someone else?
Dan Davis.
Yeah.
So we have four. We only need one more?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give us a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Till the next meeting. Hopefully we'll have another applicant by then that we can approve.
Yep. And you guys will notify us and phone numbers of everybody else so that we can...
Oh, yeah. Hopefully emails and all other stuff will get through.
Yeah. Because, I mean, to your point, to do this, you have to have an understanding of where you've been, and even if the committee's not quite a committee, getting that information together to ramp somebody up is you don't need seven people to figure out where you've been.
Right.
So we can get started by figuring out what got us to here.
Feel free to start, Bob. You know, anytime. I mean, you don't have to be on a committee per se to do that.
And well, I didn't want to.
And you're going to be on the committee, so
I didn't want to come in like a bull in a china shop and say, man, I need this, and it's not an official committee yet, so I was waiting for it to be formalized.
It ain't quite official, but that's the game plan.
It's going to happen.
Is the ones that turned in their things. And
so can we give them the official go-ahead
to start asking for information? I have no problem with the starting of the information. It's going to be a long, drawn-out process here. Yeah. So.
Go for it.
Yeah. If somebody can get me the info for the other people, that'd be great.
Okay.
You can get that info, can't you, Polly?
Sure.
I wouldn't know where to look.
And was there a description of the committee's responsibilities or?
Yeah. Well, I think but to me, I would start with, like you said, the grassroots, what the big root problem is, and how we're going to go forward to make that its own entity again. You know, it needs to be somehow, just like the water district. Has to run on its own.
You can have that box
where
on. This is the
first what
we came up with, right? That's what we're expecting to do.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't say that.
This may not be carved in stone yet, but it's a start.
Okay.
I've got another copy of it.
You have a final draft over here, I think, Walter.
Huh?
You have a final draft? Is that a final draft?
I think it is.
Thank you. If you get, can I have a...
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah. Might as
or
well.
Or five. Let's give it five.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Don't take mine. I don't care.
She's got the official.
Do you have? Yours says five on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's the right one.
Okay.
I wouldn't have given him the wrong one.
I'm just double checking.
You were just surprised I had it, weren't you? Or that I could find it.
Thank you, Bobby, for doing that.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby Brown. That's very helpful. And let us know if you can help anyway.
Oh, I shall.
Okay.
Yeah, again, just realize that Leanne has got her hands full with these two new girls in the front still, so she's kind of keeping an eye on them, and she should be able to get you the stuff when she has time. But
yeah.
I'm excited about this committee. I'm hopefully I'm hoping everybody can come through with a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of recommendations, a lot of facts, figures. I really am. Some options, you know, whatever, because that's what we need to look at, no question.
Everything's on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what the users need
everything
to see.
Everything but outhouses.
Those might come back.
You're cold.
Yeah. Not in there very long.
Okay, I think that's it. I think we need to sign this appointment for Savannah.
Yep.
But I think that's it, and we can just do that after we adjourn. If someone wants to make a motion for that.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Great. Thank you, guys. Have a lovely evening.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. I'm glad you're feeling better, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I got the booster on Friday, and Saturday it kicked my butt again. I was as bad as the COVID. I had a day.
So you were almost a super user.
Yeah.
Super user.
Supposedly you get the two shots and the booster and still get to bed, you'd be a super user.
Huh.
That's awesome. Although I'm not asking for it, I gotta
right.
say.
I didn't have any problem with my booster.
Did you get the booster?
Yeah, quite a while ago.
Good night, Bobby Round. Thank you.
Good night, guys.
There's three papers to sign on that.
I think it was maybe October.
Yep.
I can't remember now.
Yep.
6 months, right?
So, yep.
Yeah. Got it pretty early.
I've seen it.
It bothered Jan a little bit. She was kind of screwed up a few days.
I was going to say, I had seen some people that really knocked them again and some people that didn't nothing.
The only thing that didn't hurt, my arm hurt for about a week.
Yep.
It was more than the other shots, you know. But.
My buddy of mine, his glands swelled up.
Yeah,
I had that. Look at that. And it was, I still like feel it sometimes. And I had the booster, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago
does
now.
Does water stick to it?
I don't know.
Stick to what?
Is that some sort of weird test?
I'm like pulled right into all the refrigerators when I walk by.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I get what you're saying now.
The COVID gave a magnet something so you could stick a quarter on your...
Oh, yeah?
Supposedly. Jeez,
oh, my gosh.
Wait, do you want to tell me what... This is in the folder. I don't really understand what that's what I'm looking at. But I'm assuming she wanted us to look at it.
Oh, these are liens.
So...
Was that the one that she said to not worry about?
Was that the
name of it?
No,
she didn't want to do the sewer billing.
Well, that's what these are. Sewer liens.
Oh, sewer
okay.
liens?
All right. So I'll just leave
table
that in here.
Yeah.
Do you need this back?
So it looks to me like they come into front in February. We'll have to...
Oh, well.
We'll have to make a decision on these again.
Oh, that's probably